So once they come there, I think what we spoke earlier about this clash between intelligence and creativity, the right brain, left brain combination that is usually always a conflict. How does a young mind, resolve that inner contradictions and conflict? Or is there a conflict at all?
You see, creativity and intelligence, these are two most important dimensions on which the young mind must focus. Because growth of intelligence is something which is going to do everything for the youth. And I want to tell you some very important fact in this regard. Medical science and psychological researches have proved this fact, that our intelligence stops growing after the age of 14. That is why it is said that the whole humanity is largely stuck at the age of 14. Because by the age of 14, the work of the nature has become quite complete. Now the person becomes capable of creating and reproducing. So the function of the nature is complete. Now you can produce at the age of 14, produce and reproduce children. Now you become capable of satisfying your fundamental natural needs like sex, food, and maintenance of family. If you are interested only in this much, then no more intelligence is required. Up to 14, the nature has helped you to grow it, and with that much of intelligence, you can continue doing all these things throughout your life. And that is what people are doing. Sex, food, maintenance of family, which all the animals are also doing. All the humans are also doing the same thing throughout their lives, and then dying, and then again coming and doing the same thing, repeating again and again the same thing. That is why the enlightened master said, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Jatare Sainam, Adi Sankaracharya, about whom you talked a little earlier. He said, it is because of this that our intelligence does not grow. We keep on repeating the same cycle. But if your aim and goal of life is to go something beyond, if you are interested in growing your intelligence to the extent of becoming Einstein or Buddha, then you will have to do something to develop your intelligence, something more than the nature has been able to do. And for doing that, up till now, there has been only one device. No second device has ever been invented so far. No medical science has ever been able, no psychological researches have been able to discover anything more than that. And that is, you will have to turn your energy inward and go for practicing meditation. Meditation is the only device for reaching the heights and peaks of intelligence. And once you practice meditation for reaching the peaks of intelligence, you will find that your intelligence will become uncountable, immeasurable, that cannot be measured. The intelligence of Gautam Buddha cannot be measured, because your energy is engaged in the discoveries of your innermost interiority. The energy is moving inward, and there it is creating explosion of it. And if you can do that, your intelligence can become as good as the intelligence of this existence, that is infinite. So for the young minds, as I told you, the basic objective of young mind movement is to unleash the limitless powers hidden within. So for growth of intelligence, which means unleashing the limitless powers hidden within, the young mind must, without a shadow of doubt, make meditation integrated as a part of his life and living, an essential part of his life and living. And that should be done at the earliest age in life, The earlier, the better. Because the possibilities of growth of intelligence are available in greater proportions at the earliest age, when the sex energy has not been used for reproductive purposes. Then the same energy will create another door for upward movement of energy, and that will create the explosion of energy. That is why this young mind movement is extremely important for the emergence of a new humanity on this earth. And then I want to tell you, intelligence is simply the energy of your intellect. When you get identified with your mind, then intellectuality is born. But when you remain unidentified with your mind, then intelligence is born. Try to understand. Intelligence means that your whole being is open to the existence. Intelligence means you can see anything without any prejudice. Intelligence means you can listen to anything without any prejudice. Just as you have been listening to me wholeheartedly, trying to understand what Guruji is saying. This is intelligence. Intelligence means that you can be with things without any a priori ideas. Once you are sitting with someone, talking, listening, doing things with your own prejudices, with your own beliefs, then you are neither listening, you are neither seeing, you are not being with the person. Then intellectuality is born, because you are identified with your mind. You are not open. With intellectuality, you cannot discover anything, you cannot invent anything, you cannot explore anything. Intellectuality is required in the outside world. There it is useful, because you can gather information. Intellectuality can be utilized for writing histories, for writing the principles and philosophies of the science, making an analysis of the facts and driving conclusions. No doubt they are of immense help for the outside world. But in the inner world, if you remain identified with the mind, nothing worthwhile can be created. Therefore, the fundamental thing about growth of intelligence is keeping our intellect not identified with the mind. Energy is the same, intellect is the same. If it gets identified with the mind, its purpose gets limited. It can solve limited purpose in the outside world and no purpose in the inner. If you are not identified with the mind, then even in the outer world, you can make explorations, make discoveries, invent things, create science about anything. But this remaining not identified with the mind, not remaining identified with the intellect is must.
That also requires a lot of maturity, isn't it, Guruji? It's so closely associated with that aspect also of a young mind.
What do you mean by maturity? Maturity simply means that man has grown from the animals to the state of man, and then from manhood to godliness. And experiencing the state of godliness is the ultimate flowering. And this, what is the essence of this ultimate flowering into godliness? The essence is you again become a child, regaining your innocence. Every child is born innocent, but every child loses his innocence. Yes or no?
Yeah. The playfulness of being.
Yeah. Loses his playfulness, loses his innocence, and becomes a man, a corrupted man. Right? Very few people have been able to regain their innocence and thereby experience godliness. People like Buddha, people like Krishna, people like Christ, people like Shankaracharya. They were born as innocent child. They lost their innocence, lived as a man, as a general human, and then they achieved enlightenment. Enlightenment simply means coming back to regain your innocence of a child. So, for attaining this maturity, only one device is there, that is the flowering of meditation. Only this can lead to you to the state of innocence of a child, which means, in other words, attaining a state of godliness. It is difficult, very difficult, to regain your innocence before losing your innocence. Just as long as you see a fish in the waters. If you ask the fish about the ocean, she says all the talk of ocean is nonsense. I have been trying to understand what is ocean and I have never been able to come to know. Understanding ocean means self-realization. But once the fish is thrown out of the ocean, lying on the sands and bearing the heat of the soul, when the fish is struggling for life, now it understands the value of the ocean. It understands what ocean means. So once you have lost your childhood, now you start desiring for peace, for innocence, for joy, for playfulness. It becomes a target. And when you start getting glimpses of the same through meditation, then you start making an all-out endeavor to regain the same which you have lost, to regain the ocean, to regain the innocence. That is what I mean by maturity. And this maturity, which is possible only through ultimate flowering into meditation, is mandatory for all the young minds.
Along with that, how much is an awareness, which comes, I think, with the intelligence of what is virtue, what is sin, what is good, what is bad, the discriminatory power of being able to see between the binaries. That also, I think, is a very important component of